So before I speak today, I've asked Jessica Niebuhr if she'd share. Jillian mentioned today being Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. And as believers, we believe that life starts in the womb. And Scripture says God formed us in the womb. John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit while he was in the womb. John the Baptist leapt for joy in the presence of Jesus when Jesus was in Mary's womb. So that's something that we believe is important, but it's also, you know, controversial and hard. And so there's two things I want us to remember, and I found this scripture just this morning as I was reading in Proverbs. It says, "Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man." So we need truth, and we need kindness. We support a ministry called A Woman's Concern. They usually have a baby bottle campaign this time of year. I wasn't able to get the baby bottles yet, but I'll try and have them next week to raise some money for them. Their heart is to help women who are pregnant and don't want to be to do whatever is necessary to help them keep their child, because they realize it's not enough to protest abortion. We have to have kindness and really help them. And it's really important for us to have this. And so as I was reflecting on this and how scary it is for a woman in that situation, and of course our own Jessica can tell us about that, which is why I've asked her to speak. So Jessica, come on up, please.
Good morning, everyone. Before I really dive in, I just want to say that I stand up here today changed, completely changed, and it's because of God. And yes, I'm going to talk to you about the issue of, you know, my pregnancy crisis, but I don't, that's not all. I don't want you to just take that away from it, like, because God can change you through any situation that you are in, whether it might seem small or big, like it felt to me, but he meets you right where you are. So I just want to pray really quick. God, I just ask that you bless my words that I'm going to share today. I pray that your greatness and your glory be seen when I share. I pray that you help me in just a clear and concise way, a way that will touch hearts today and just reveal your truth and your compassion. Amen. So I'm not going to share my whole testimony because it's long and there's a lot of detail, and I'm happy to share it with anyone who feels like they want to know more. But I am going to share just kind of part of it, but there will be some details that might be missing, but please, I just welcome you to talk to me, and maybe another time I can share my whole testimony. But so I grew up, some of you know, like from Anna's testimony, we grew up in a Christian home, and you know, I even remember writing a paper in high school about the issue of abortion, and you know, I always said, no, would never have an abortion, duh, that's, you know, I'm a Christian, I wouldn't do that. You know, I would choose to keep my baby. And then in 2011, in November, I was faced with this reality of having to choose. And right away, I did exactly the opposite of what I said I was always wanting to do. I said, nope, I cannot keep this baby. I cannot do it. There's got to be another way. I mean, even my own family, my mom even admitted to me, like, trying to look through the Bible, trying to find passages in scripture that were supporting abortion in some way. I mean, it wasn't just me that was affected with this reality in a really scary way, but my family too. Just like, yeah, we support you with whatever you do, God will be with you. And I just want to say that I really believe if I had chosen to have an abortion, I do believe that God would have still been with me. we make bad decisions all the time, and I just want you to know that God will carry you through it. But I was thinking of Joseph as I was getting ready to share this, and I just thought about how Joseph had dreams. he had dreams, and he was young, and he shared his dreams kind of in a really, like, an immature way. He shared with his brothers, and he ended up suffering years and years of hardship because of sharing these dreams with his brothers. He was, you know, he went through a ton of struggles, and God was still with him. He still carried him through. But I do think that God can save, like, he could have saved Joseph from those, you know, if Joseph hadn't shared those dreams, he could have been saved from those years and years of struggle. So I just want to say, before I go any further, I just want to say, like, God can, he still has a plan no matter what we choose to do. So I really believe that God would have been with me either way, but he saved me from years and years, what I really believe would have been years and years of struggle and hardship. So anyway, I ended up telling, so I found out that I was pregnant, and I was ready to hide it, take care of it, all said and done, tell no one about it, except for Anna. Anna knew. She happened to be there, my sister here. She happened to be there when I found out, which was a complete godsend. And just because of her, she called me and said, "You need to tell mom and dad." And just right then and there, I was like, "Yep, I do." And then it all just kind of unfolded. And I told my parents, who told me to tell Dave and Ingrid. And, you know, when I shared the truth of my situation, when I decided to bring it to the light, God's compassion, along with Dave and Ingrid's and my parents and Anna and people at work who aren't even believers, just poured out. His grace poured out. And I can't even really explain that. It was just like I knew that God was with me. So I really felt that at that time, God was calling me to be obedient. I knew, again, I grew up in a Christian home. I knew God. I said I was a Christian, but he called me to really be obedient based on the truth that I knew he had for me. And I hadn't always been obedient, but I chose to be. And when I was, he could show himself to me in a whole new way. A way that I wasn't able to see to this point, up to this point, or before this point. And then when he poured out his grace, he gave me everything that I needed. He didn't give me everything that I wanted. He didn't say, "Okay, here, you know, you're gonna just have this wonderful life." No, it wasn't easy. But I bowed down to God. I said, "Here I am, and I am hurting and struggling," and I bowed down. And when I bowed down to him, it made everything else, all my other fears that were there, they weren't as important because I just had given it all to God. And so my fear about keeping my job, my fear about, you know, Jace's father being in his life, my fear about where I would live, my fears about, you know, people in our church community judging me, being cast out, all those fears just, they went away. God helped me control them because I had bowed, I had given this truth to him. I had said, I'm obedient, I'm obeying you, I'm trusting in you. And then because of that, yeah, his compassion, I mean, that scripture from Proverbs is just perfect. Truth and compassion. So, you know, sharing all that, I did go to a women's concern, which I wanted to say today. I went, you know, I had made my decision when I went there. I was pretty firm about, you know, now keeping Jace. I knew that was right. But I went to a women's concern, and they just gave me the time that I needed. And I feel like a lot of women that are faced with this decision, or people that are faced with a decision, you know, whatever it may be, the reality of truth, and they don't know what to do, you need time. And God will give you time. And as Christians, we need to give people time. And I felt like when I went to a women's concern, she just let me talk. And she said, "You need to think about making a choice, you know, and so many times we do the easy, quick thing. And think about how many things do we do in life that are easy and quick that end up working out really well? Not much. So we need the time to just think through both options. And a lot of women in this position, they just need the time to think through both options, not just the easy, quick one, but, you know, can I have this baby? Can I do this? Is it possible? And if you give yourself time, again, with any sort of crisis, it is possible. It is possible, especially with God, it's possible. And I just think that we have a responsibility. Well, I know that we have a responsibility as Christians to give people time, give them our, you know, establish trust with them and give them the truth, but also give them compassion and kindness and show that we're there for them no matter what. And we're like that because we have a Father who created us and put that in us. Yeah, I guess I just want to close by saying that God's truth can be really hard. It's not easy. It doesn't always feel nice. But combined with that compassion that he gives us, it's possible to face that truth, no matter what it is. My situation, it seems really wild and crazy and like this, you know, huge pregnancy crisis, but I just really feel like it's anything, you know, like God might be convicting you of, when I said, was talking to Anna this morning about this, like he might be convicting you about watching too much TV and not reading your Bible enough. Like it could be something small, but like you, whatever it is, just expose that truth, because then God will pour out the compassion himself, or he'll do it through somebody else. But we have to face the truth. We have to face the truth. And I did. I chose to face that truth. I hadn't always. I chose to face that truth. And now I have this wonderful little boy. And God continues to pour out his grace. I can't tell you. I continue to be amazed every single day. And I'm changed. I'm completely changed. And it's all because of God. And I hope that this encourages you. Whether or not you have been in a situation that is similar to this, or you know somebody who has, or it's something else, some other truth that God is stirring in your heart and putting on your heart. But just give it to him. Give it to him. Talk to somebody here. I will make myself available if anyone needs to talk, because I have so much compassion for people that are dealing with something, but we have to be honest about it first. So thank you for letting me share.
Well, we really appreciate you, Jessica. Sharing. And I just want to commend Jessica. You know, when Jessica told me that she wanted to talk to me, and she goes, and she's going to come over tonight, I said, tonight doesn't work, and she was all upset. I'm thinking, like, what's so bad with Jessica that, like, she has to talk to Ingrid? I said, do you want to talk on the phone? She goes, no. And all of a sudden, it dawned on me, like, oh, I wonder if Jessica's pregnant. And I didn't know Jessica had a boyfriend or anything. How much guts did it take for Jessica to come talk to me and Ingrid? Yeah, it took a lot of guts, didn't it? Because she's hoping we'll be compassionate, but she doesn't know. You know, like she shared, you know, how's everybody in the church going to respond? Because if you come into the light, like she said, if you face the truth, then your sin gets exposed. And the Bible tells us if we hide our transgressions, we won't prosper. But if we confess them and forsake them, we will find compassion, as a proverb. And so that's what Jessica did. What if I didn't believe in truth? What if I just said, you know, Jessica, yeah, it's your decision. Some people think abortion's wrong. Some people think it's okay. It's up to you. Do whatever you want. So what's the result of that? If she has an abortion, there's no Jace Niebuhr. And I hate to be that blunt, but that's the reality of it. So we have this beautiful little boy now because Jessica was willing to walk in the truth and go to God, go to people, and she found compassion. So it's imperative for us, like, and Jessica, I appreciate the way you said there's all different kinds of issues that people face in life. Are we the kind of people that people around us want to come to when they're in a crisis? Or do they think, yeah, those Christians, we know what they're going to say. I'm going to feel terrible after I talk to them. You know, I would never talk to them. And so it's imperative for us to be people of love and kindness. Amen? Well, praise God. So I want to, one last thing too. It's hard to talk about abortion or lots of other current issues. Some years ago, someone said to me, Dave, just to be honest, when you talk about abortion, you talked about abortion the other week, and like it made me feel like really, I don't know, just like it was political and not what our church is about, and kind of quenched my spirit that day. She goes, I'm not saying you were wrong, but that's how it made me feel. I so valued that individual sharing that with me because it is hard. And like we're a family. Believe it or not, it's actually hard for me to talk about it too. It probably doesn't seem that way because I'm blunt and I just speak up. But it's hard. It's okay. It's meant to be hard. And so we need to be able, my point here is we need to be able to talk honestly with one another. We need to be able to say, gee, I didn't like what you said, or that's really hard for me. That's okay. Because we have to have the time, as Jessica said, to process things together. Amen? All right, Lord, thank you. I thank you so much for Jessica. I thank you that she's willing to share with us and with others, with anybody really, what you did in her life. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for her. We thank you for Jace. We thank you. I thank you this church was happy when she shared it publicly with us. Everyone came up and loved on her and said, we, of course, forgive you. We are with you. Father, we want to be a people of compassion and truth. And I pray, Lord, that you will give us the grace. You will send us people who need grace and compassion, and that you will strengthen us to give that to them, and we will help them connect with you through Jesus our Lord. Amen? Amen.